Joyful Noise, Poems for Two Voices by Paul Fleischman. Grasshoppers. Saps rising.
Grounds warming. Grasshoppers are hatching out.
Autumn laid eggs.
Flitting.
Young stepping.
Into spring.
Grasshoppers hopping high.
Grasshoppers jumping far.
Vaulting from leaf to leaf.
Stem to stem. Grass
leapers. Grass
bounders. Grass springers.
Grass soarers.
Leapfrogging. Long jumping grasshoppers. Water striders.
Whenever we're asked if we walk upon water,
we answer, of course.
To be sure.
It's quite true.
Whenever we're asked if we walk on it often, we answer quite often.
Each day.
All day through.
Should we be questioned on whether it's easy, we answer quite easy.
A snap.
It's a chance.
Should we be told that it's surely a miracle,
we reply,
balderdash.
Rubbish.
Nonsense.
Whenever we're asked for instructions,
we always say,
come to the pond, Zane.
And do as we do.
Put down one foot.
And then put down another.
Resting upon the thin film on the surface.
Believe me, there's no call at all to be nervous.
As long as you're reasonably mindful that you,
but by that time our student, no matter how prudent,
has usually, don't ask me why,
sunk from view. Mayflies. Your moment.
Mayfly month.
Your hour.
Mayfly year.
Your trifling day.
Our life.
We're mayflies just emerging. Rising from the river, born this day in May.
Birthday.
And dying day.
This particle of time.
The single simple living.
All that we're allowed.
We're mayflies by the millions.
Fevered. Frenzy. Rushed. No redwood centuries to squander as we please.
We're mayflies swarming, swerving, rising high.
Then falling.
Courting on the wind.
Then mating in midair.
We're mayflies laying eggs, our final frantic act.
Suns are out. In haste we launch them down the stream. Where mayflies lie and dying.
Floating by the millions.
On the very stream.
From which we sprung so very long ago.
This man.
Back when we were young.
Fireflies. Light is the ink we use.
Night is our parchment.
We're fireflies flickering.
Fireflies flitting.
Flashing.
Fireflies.
Fireflies gleaming.
Glowing.
Insect calligraphers.
Practicing penmanship.
Copying sentences. Six-legged scribblers
of vanishing messages.
Fleeting graffiti. Fine artists in flight.
Adding dabs of light.
Bright brushstrokes.
Shining the June nights as if they were paintings.
Of fireflies
flickering. Fireflies. Book lice. I was born in a fine old edition of Schiller.
While I started life in a private eye thriller with
booklice
who dwell in these dusty
bookshelves. Later I lodged in Scott's Works, Volume 50.
While I passed my youth in an Agatha Christie with
booklice
attached despite contrasting pasts.
One day, while in search of a new place to eat,
he fell down seven shelves where we happened to meet.
We're booklice
who chew on the bookbinding glue.
We honeymooned in an old guidebook on Greece.
I miss Conan Doyle. He pined for his keeps.
We're booklice fine mates despite different tastes. So we set up our home inside Rosé's Pacific.